It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Speaking of friends, we've got a friend who is helping us with that. Our guest, James from the Kiwanis Club, but he's here to talk about VFW and all kinds of stuff this morning.
Wait a minute.
Let's turn your mic on.
Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
See, he already has me put down. That's the start with. We know how this is going to go from the start.
Now you're loud and clear.
No, so I'm going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff today. It's just a community morning.
It is.
It is.
And it's Veterans Week.
Yes.
And
Veterans
that's why I'm here. That's why originally I'm here is because we need, I'm here to push the VFW Club.
Okay.
4562, post 4562 on Highway 82, right past the dugout.
That's East Highway 82 East in Arkansas.
Just go to the dugout. Keep going until you see the flags. Hang a right.
It's on the right.
Every Friday night from 7:30 to 11:30, they have a community dance. And by community, anyone in the community can come in the door. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be a veteran.
Okay.
For $8 a person, you can walk in and have a wonderful experience. Live band, great full bar that's got the cheapest drinks in town. And for me, my favorite part, the biggest dance floor in town. Quiet, peaceful, no shenanigans allowed. You don't misbehave in a room full of combat veterans. Well, no. I just got to tell you that.
Mind your manners.
You're going to feel calm, and you're going to feel safe, and you're going to feel liked. They take such good care of you. They adopt you.
You were talking about that, how you become welcome very
so
quickly.
So the first time when you walk in, everyone says hello. And by the second time, they're sitting down talking to you and wanting, just becoming family almost. And by the third time, literally, we had people inviting us to dinner.
And you're talking about on the Facebook that when you first heard about it or thought about it, and you're thinking VFW Hall, and you had this picture in your mind that wasn't what is there.
No, I mean, I thought dark, dingy, smoky,
the Legion from back in the
that's,
day.
That's what I saw, but I walked in and there's no smoking allowed.
You can smoke outside if you want.
There's a designated smoking area, but indoors, no tobacco use.
Yeah.
It is truly a family type environment for what that can be. You got to be 21 or older to attend, but it is this family and event. It's like going somewhere with your grandparents. It's calm, it's peaceful, but you can dance. And the thing I love, we love to dance.
Right.
And so nobody judges us.
Right.
I dance really poorly. I dance like I'm being electrocuted. At one point, they called an electrician because they thought I was being, having shock.
But you touched
no, I was good. Nobody cares.
No.
There can be 100 people on the dance floor doing 100 different types of dances,
and nobody cares.
Everybody's having a good time. And the thing is, for that $8, you get to come in, you get to have the band, you get to have access to the cheap bar, you get to have the dance. But a portion of that goes back to the veterans in our community.
Right.
This is a way for you to support the local veterans by having a great time. On the Facebook thing, that's what I keep going back to is, do you want to have a good time? Do you want to help veterans?
Right.
$8 will do that.
Exactly.
This is the same place that Monty Murray.
Right.
Absolutely. Here talking about. He's like,
you got to come.
He's the one that originally drugged me. And I had no idea I was going to become a member at one point of the auxiliary. I had no idea. Now I'm a member. And
now
Monty's not. So I'm just sitting there going,
Monty.
So 84 times later. Yeah. But this is a great thing for our local community to do to support our local veterans.
I love it.
And it's a thing you can do that you get return out of.
Right.
It's not like we're just saying drop off $8 by the door and walk out.
Yeah.
Come in. No, we want you to come in.
Yeah.
We want you to see what these guys are all about. We want you to see what sacrifice is, because once you start to talk to these guys, you're going to realize just how much Texarkana has as far as really, we have some honored, decorated veterans in our community.
We do.
Yeah, you were talking about
we need to recognize
on the Facebook that there's people here that you don't even realize that have won military awards that you would not dream of.
Well, Benny Cooper is one of the ones I did a veteran spotlight on. And Benny had never told his story. I still to this day don't understand why he felt comfortable enough to tell me, but to talk about an honor. I'll never forget that.
Right.
And when he started, to tell his story, Benny is a Bronze Star Award winner.
Right.
Winner of the Order of the Golden Spur, which is the highest combat award for the cavalry unit available. This guy's story, it's truly something of legends. It's a movie.
Right.
And he minimized it. The funny thing is, so he tells me his story, and this is over three or four different contacts. It wasn't until the very end I said, how did you guys not get an award or recognize? Well, I did get a Bronze Star. He didn't throw that.
He didn't lead with that.
No, he is so quiet and, right. and so minimizes everything. But we've got heroes in our very midst.
Yes, we do.
We've got a guy here that was a member of the 82nd and the 101st Airborne.
Yep.
Wow. You know, you talk about a guy that jumps out of plane into combat.
Into combat.
So one of the things he talked about was one of the things. He dropped this little hint about an accident where people had died and all things, but he never would talk about it. I was able to find the actual newspaper article that talked about the event.
Right.
But we have heroes right here in our midst.
We need
Absolutely
to recognize
amazing.
Them.
1039mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
That's right. Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We're getting James to join us here on the program, as you can see.
They're actually incorporating me.
That's
They're
right.
making me
right.
feel like part of the team. And
right.
I'm just so
we're
happy about that.
Tradition.
You are part of the team.
You are.
We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with James. He's usually from the Kiwanis Club, which he still is, but he's talking about...
he still is. Do you know something I don't? Do I need to, like, throw my little button back or
he's
something,
still in
you
it.
Know?
He's still in it, but he's talking things VFW and veterans this week.
Right.
And we were talking about the fact when we left off earlier that there's veterans here in Texarkana that are true heroes that don't act like it, because that's what a true hero does.
Right.
They do their job, and then they don't act like they did just a glorious thing, and they did. What war was the individual in that you said won that biggest award you can get?
It's Vietnam.
Vietnam.
He was a Vietnam veteran who was dropped off on this random hill in the middle of random nowhere in Vietnam that no one had ever heard about, and 6 hours later was one of the most intense battles you could have had during that period. When he told me his story, I came back and I just sat and I couldn't talk.
Right.
I mean, to hear his, and he minimized his, you know, his actions. That's the thing. He always minimized his action.
Mm-hmm.
There were only 12 men that survived this battle.
Mm.
And he was one of them.
He was one of them.
I'm glad.
And
just, you know, that's what a true hero is, though. They do that miraculous thing that common folks can't do.
Right.
And then they don't go around bragging about it. It's like, you got to drag it out of them.
Well, and what I've seen, and I've had so much, it's such an honor to talk to so many of these veterans. None of them walked into that going, you know what, I'm going to be a hero.
Right.
No, that's never
Every one of them walked in going, you know what, I hope to just walk out of here today. And never. None of them. These are truly uncommon heroes. These are the people that stand up to the task. You know, when called on, they acted and they did it. And they, you know, these are the people, they're why we're able to do what we're able to do right now.
Right.
It's kind of akin to the first responders, the firefighters, the policemen that ran into the World Trade Centers when everybody was running out.
Well, they had no idea what was going to happen.
They didn't know it was going to collapse.
They had no idea, and they still did it anyway.
But they still did it anyway. They didn't know what was going to happen, but they went in.
They didn't care. They had a job to do, and they did it.
That's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I've got this is my job. I'm fighting for my country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going in. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going in.
And I've not talked to a single veteran that regrets their service.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fun thing, is to talk to them. And every one of them, you know what? I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Right.
And we're talking about, you know, honoring veterans, especially, you know, particularly, you know, we like to talk about honoring the Vietnam veterans because, as we've talked about on Facebook, and we've talked about it with Greg before, they just, when they returned from their service back in that time, it was such a chaotic time in the country. We were going through one of those phases, and they were not celebrate it like other wartime veterans have been.
Right.
No, they were absolutely. I actually talked to a gentleman Saturday at the VFW. We had our district meeting. He was talking about when they got off the plane, they had designated people that would walk in front of them, veterans, to help them get through the airport because they'd get spit on, they'd get shoved, they'd get berated. These are people that just came back from putting their life on the line, and that's how they were treated.
Right.
It was an awful time in our history as far as the way that those individuals were treated.
Right.
Fortunately, we've kind of come around to the fact that, hey, you know,
we did wrong.
Well, that's not the way to do it.
We can disagree with the cause,
right,
but we can't disagree with the people coming off that airplane.
Absolutely.
Nope.
It was not the people that came off that airplane's fault or reason.
They were
doing their job for our country. So it doesn't matter what you think of the cause. You need to support those men and women.
Absolutely. There's something special going on that you wanted to talk about. Thursday?
This Thursday,
which is Veterans Day, by the way.
Absolutely. This Thursday from 5 until 7 o'clock at Hardy Memorial United Methodist Church on Kings Highway. Mm-hmm. It's their once a year, the greatest Turkey Day dinner ever.
Oh.
$12 a person. You can get tickets there at the door.
Okay.
It goes for United Methodist Women and all the missions that they do.
Right.
This is their main fundraiser. And this has been going on for decades.
Oh,
enough
decades,
probably longer than I've been alive. And it is absolutely, you've got the groups that get together to cook. I'm cooking Thursday.
Right.
The dressing team.
You're cooking dressing on the dressing team?
And it's a team. It's actually a team. It uses boat paddles, you know, in a culinary sense. So this is all in. I mean, this is the community's way of helping us at there to fundraise for our missions.
Right.
And so this Thursday, Hardy United Memorial United Methodist Church. Do I smell toast? On Kings Highway from 5 o'clock in the evening till 7 o'clock in the evening. $12 a person. We also have a sweet shop that you can stop by and purchase cakes, pies, cookies.
Fantastic.
I know. My wife's doing her famous apple cake, which
is
absolutely amazing.
Well, save us some.
Sweet. That'll ruin
sweets are right down there. Anna's alley.
Oh, me too. That's why I'm so fat. It's not because I ate, you know, savory things.
I'm the turkey and dressing guy.
Oh, me too. But you just throw me. Why do you have to limit yourself here?
That's right. It's a broad.
Way to limit yourself there. Yes. I mean, you.
Well, if you got some pie.
There we go.
Yeah. And cake.
No,
and
I want
cookies
that apple cake. I've heard about it.
It's so good.
So turkey and dressing and all the trimmings, plus the sweet shop.
Sweet shop.
And this is going to be going on Thursday from 5 to 7. Hardy Memorial United Methodist Church on Kings Highway, and that is, and you don't have to eat there. You can, but you can get it to go, too.
We have to-go's. We absolutely will
perfect.
Do to-go's.
Perfect.
Bagged up for you, ready to go, cooked.
Perfect.
I mean, you know, served to order.
Right.
It's some quality stuff.
Yes.
I'm fat, okay? I'm gonna make sure your food's right. That's the one thing I can tell you.
You can guarantee that, especially he's on the dressing team, the dressing's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
And, you know, if you're like me and you're like, Thanksgiving's still 2-3 weeks away. It's kind of like, I need my turkey and dressing fix.
Yeah.
You can get it.
Well, see, this is a way to get it first.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, we set the bar fairly high.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We tell you where it's going to be. You can also buy full pans of dressing if you, if you want to phone it, you can freeze it. Yeah.
There we go.
See, we got you covered. I know, right?
You do. Yum.
Well, this is going to be good. All right, that's going on Thursday. And then, of course, Saturday is the Veterans Day Parade itself.
Right.
Downtown Texarkana. Following the usual parade route there. It's going to be a beautiful day weather-wise, by the way. And it starts at 11 a.m., and they're encouraging veterans to be involved in the parade, but they're also encouraging you people out there, you don't have to be a veteran or not, to be in the parade or be a spectator.
Yes, please.
And show your honor and show your gratitude to our fine servicemen and women.
To me, this is a great opportunity for the kids of the community to be introduced to what service is about.
Right.
Parents, bring your kids out, give them a small American flag, and then explain to them what it's about.
Right.
As those floats roll through, you can tell them, these are World War II veterans. This is kind of give them a heads up of what that is. This is the perfect opportunity for you to educate your children about sacrifice and about country. You know, just by standing there, and there are going to be candy bags, there are going to be stuff like this, but it's a way to educate the youth of our community about what sacrifice and dedication to community is about.
Right.
Kind of shows what it is all about. And then it's kind of, it can be a history lesson because, as you said, you know, there's not very many left now, but there's World War II veterans, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It just goes on. And unfortunately, it goes on and on.
You know, all the other conflicts.
Yeah, all the ones in between.
Right.
I mean, they all served and they all protected freedom.
Right.
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
You know, the draft group from Vietnam gave everything they had. They may have been drafted, but you never would have known it when you hear the stories.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know, these guys, every one of these men and women in uniform deserve our respect, our honor, and you know, we need to say thank you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Every time.
And who doesn't love a parade?
Exactly.
Let's celebrate
that. Well, and the weather, like you said, is going to be perfect.
Be
it will be.
And Texarkana knows how to do a parade.
Well, yeah.
We know how to do a parade right.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be lots of fun and activities and just things to walk around and do. It's downtown Texarkana now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, downtown's hopping now. So it's happening. So be at the parade, the Veterans Day Parade, to show your support and thank you for our veterans. Either be in the crowd or if you want to be in the parade itself, join up.
Yes, please.
Greg Beck and them, they'll say, come on.
Yep, bring
come
it.
On down. We'd love to have you. 1039 and mypigradio.com. It is the morning show. John, Anna, and friends brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations to serve you. And Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends.
Yes, sir.
We would have helped you with that tagline,
but
you wouldn't include us this time. You know, he did it one time. We were going to help out.
We were ready.
Stronger, sensible. See, I was already ready.
Yeah.
Stronger, smarter.
Smarter.
Sensible.
See, I this is why.
Do you know the three locations?
And this is why I'm not Ashdown, Texarkana, and somewhere else.
Wake Village.
Wake Village.
There we go.
Well, that's Texarkana.
Well, yeah.
See?
All right, there you go.
I'm a lawyer. I know these things.
You know, there was, I forgot where it was at. There was one of those things we were doing and talking about earlier, and I skipped over it, but it was like the, something that the pet peeve of lawyers or something, or the things they dislike the most or something. About
telling the truth?
No, it wasn't
being
that.
A lawyer.
But it ended up, they complained the most about the fact that they didn't get, they weren't paid enough.
See, I work for the government. I never get paid enough.
Well,
you know,
works.
Let's be honest.
They play for the team.
I wear a Walmart suit for a reason.
Yeah. That's all right.
But
that's
a good
all right.
tie all the time.
All right. Let's see here. We want to play a game, and today's game happens to be yes or BS. Ooh. I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's the truth or whether it's Barbra Streisand stuff, made-up stuff. And here we go.
Okay.
We've all heard of the famous painter Rembrandt, but that's his first name. Rembrandt is his first name. His last name is actually Levi. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS on this one. Yes.
It is BS. I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's R-I-J-N.
It wasn't going to be Levi.
No, it wasn't going to be Levi.
We're going to just say negative.
About 8 ounces of salt is contained in a gallon of seawater.
No, it's higher than that.
I thought it was 2.
Well, you are right. It is higher than that. It's more like a pound in each gallon of seawater. Yeah, very salty. If you've got an...
I eat salt water. Never would have guessed that, you know?
If you got an epicarp, a mesocarp, and an endocarp, you are a polygraph machine.
No.
No.
BS. That's a seed.
Well, you're right. It's a piece of a fruit. Yes, it is. He's very smart today. The average American eats 50 bananas a year. Is it 50 or is it higher or lower?
Ooh, that's a toss. See, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Only 50? No, I'm going to say, well, maybe.
See, that's a lot of bananas.
Anna thinks you eat more than that.
No, I'm going to say that 50 is probably right. Not everybody has a banana.
Are you looking at the screen?
I was looking at the corner.
And I don't have my glasses on, so I couldn't see it even if I were looking at it. So, yeah.
It is exactly 50, according to the Banana Growers Association, the average.
Exactly 50. Average.
That's exactly 50.
How do you get it? How do you do that?
They just lie.
Lawyers, the banana growers.
Average person's shower uses 30 gallons of water.
Probably.
Is that yes or you?
2 gallons per minute. So that would be 15-minute shower. I'd say true.
Yeah. And you deduced it quite well because the answer is yes, it is absolutely true. The Empire State Building, you know that great building in New York City.
Been there a couple of times.
Oh, you ought to know this,
right?
You ought to know this. It has 12,008 windows. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to have to go with you on this one.
I want to say BS. I think it's more.
Oh, actually, you're right and you're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you love it?
I was right for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. It is BS, but it actually only has 6,400.
Oh,
only 64. There's a lot of windows. That's all I know.
And two more. The USSR, that used to be the Soviet Union, now called Russia, was the first nation to use paratroopers in battle.
I think so.
I'll go with her on this.
And that is correct. And finally, honeybees produce the substance known as royal jelly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm following her lead on this.
That is true. And so you'll
Trinity told us about it.
Trinity did tell
us that. And she would know. Would know.
Trinity from Domestic Violence, DVP.
Yes.
Okay.
But and Kiwanis.
Yeah,
yes, she's an amazing woman.
She's one of those multi-hat people like you.
Yep.
All right, y'all did quite well. All right.
Thank you.
Once again, talk about the time and the admission and all that for the VFW dance.
Every Friday from 7:30 to 11:30, $8 per person, VFW Club on Highway 82 going toward out of town. We also have a New Year's Eve event that's going to be happening. $25 per person is the most you'll pay.
We'll have you look back in to talk about it.
Absolutely.
That.
Look at our Facebook page. Seriously, go look at VFW 4562 posts. You'll see the veteran spotlight. But every Friday from 7:30 to 11:30. $8 a person.
$8.
Yeah.
And the Thursday evening event where they're cooking turkey and dressing and pies and cakes.
Hardy United Memorial Methodist Church. I can't even get that right
yet.
We're like the 94th time's a charm. It's the Methodist Church on Kings Highway, known as Hardy.
I know.
For $12 a person, you can eat there or take it to go from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Turkey
and
dressing
evening.
And all the trimmings.
All the trimmings.
They got a sweet shop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're going to love it. And then,
great
of course, the parade itself for Veterans Day is on Saturday, downtown Texarkana, 11 a.m.
Come be a spectator.
Either
come be
in the parade or be a spectator. Bring your little American flag. Show your support for these great veterans and make it a great Veterans Week. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for all you do for our community.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely have you back in to talk more about the New Year's Eve party that's going to be going on.
Fantastic.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.